applying styles is easy enough, but what happens if you have a style in mind for your document and it's not on the list? Well, you create it. You can create as many styles as you like, and it's all done right from the Styles and Formatting pane. So we've got our document open. It's called DK Advert 1. I can see it up here on my title bar. And in the previous lesson, we just applied some formatting to our headings. To move to the top of our document, let's use a keyboard shortcut. Hold down Control, and while holding down Control on your keyboard, hit the Home key to move back to the top of our document. What we're going to do now is create our own style. Over here in the Styles and Formatting pane, we have a number of styles to choose from, but I don't see anything in particular that I want to use for my headings. So I go over here to the New Style button and give it a click. The New Style dialog appears, and by default, I've highlighted the word Style 1 in the Name field. So let's give this a name that'll be easy for us to remember. We're going to use it for headings in our flyers, so let's type in Flyer Headings. So the new style is going to be called Flyer Headings. The style type is set to default at paragraph, but you can see it can be to single characters, tables, and lists, but paragraph is what we want. The style is going to be based on Heading 2. That's fine. That's what's being used currently. And the style for following paragraphs will also be Flyer Headings. So here's where we adjust our formatting. We can see we have our font set at Arial, 14 points. Bold and italics is turned on, and that's all good and fine. Let's say we want to make a couple of changes, though, for example, to the size. We'll just drop down this and choose 16, so we're going to make it a little bit bigger. We'll keep the bolding, but we don't want the italics, so we'll click the italic button to turn that off. And you can see in my preview pane, I'm getting an example of my first heading called Welcome here. But we're going to add some color now. So we'll go to the Font Color drop-down button here, and let's choose, well, a nice bright red. We want these headings to stand out. And there's my preview there of my first heading. So this looks great. I'm going to click the OK button now. And what I'm going to do is apply this new style now to my heading. So what I'll do is I'll highlight Welcome. I'll move over to my Styles and Formatting pane and say Select All My Headings. And there it is on the list now, my new one called Flyer Headings. All I have to do is click on it to apply that to my entire document. Let's deselect to see what that looks like. Well, it's almost perfect. Let's move back to the top of our document by hitting Control Home. Here's the nice part about creating styles. We just realized that maybe red is a little too bright and stands out too much for this document. Maybe we should tone it down with a light blue color, for example. Well, we don't actually have to edit each of our headings. We go in and we edit the style itself. So here it is over in the Styles and Formatting pane. And I'm going to move all the way over to the right to the drop-down to see that we do have a chance here to modify this style. When I click Modify, I can go up here now again in my Modify Style dialog box, drop down the font color, and choose a light blue color. I see a sample of that. Maybe it's a little too light. I'll go back to my color and choose just a slightly darker light blue. That looks good. And when I click OK, because I've changed the style, you can see all the headings in my document have changed accordingly. This is a real time saver. Now another option, if we no longer want a style, is to simply remove it. I'm going to go over to my flyer heading here and drop down my list of choices and watch what happens when I delete this style. Clicking the delete option removes the style when I answer yes, and all of the formatting that was applied to my document loses those settings. So once again, I don't have to go into each heading and edit them separately. I edit the style or delete the style, and my headings will format accordingly.